We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 10, page Taf Taf Kufret, page Taf Taf Kufret, item Ein Bet 72. You can ask questions at Kabla TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 3, part 10. Page Taf Taf Kuftet, item Ein Bet 72. Indeed, the externality of the two parts of Yud in the fulfillment of the first Hay, they descended into the internality of the ten lower parts of that Vav, and the internality of the two parts of the Yud descend into the internality of the three upper parts of that Vav, which is all in Gematria Yud Gimel, 13. It is known that there are 13 internality and 13 in externality. However, the 13 of internality became the Bechina of externality to the Bechina of the two parts from the fulfillment of Yud of the first Hay, of the last five, to their internality and externality in the above mentioned way. So we learn here which parts of the upper one descend to the lower one and how they support the lower one. Perhaps we shall start. Let's read below. Below, item Ein Bet 72, below. The externality of the two parts of the Yud of the fulfillment of the first five descended into the internality of the ten lower parts of that Vav.
One against the other. What descends to the lower and which part clothes within the lower?
And the internality of these two parts of Yud descend into the internality of the three upper parts of that Vav.
That's very important because this connection, this precise communication between the upper and the lower is what gives actually all the understanding, the wit, and the attainment of the Creator. To not be in a lower degree or in an upper degree. The understanding comes out of the way the lower clothes upon the upper. From the way the upper attains the lower. From your actions we will know you refers to the way the connection between the degrees was prepared from above, and to the extent that the relations between the degrees are now revealed, one within the other, one vis-à-vis the other. Within this, we reveal the Creator. There has to be an upper, a lower, the gap between them, and the connection between them. And then, the essence of creation is clear.
Meaning, those two points which descend from the Yud of the fulfillment of the external Hay, the Mochin of Gar is also included in them.
Meaning, these two dots which come down from the Yud of the Milui of the external Hay, meaning it's the man of the lower that ascends to the upper. Then is included also in the Mochin of Gar,
which are called internality, Pnimiyut, because later on, by the Zivug, which brings down the lower Hay from the place of the Enaim, the three upper parts of that Vav emerge. However, also the Katnut is not absent, and therefore it is considered that also the Bechina of the lower Hay in the Enaim also remains in the Vav. In a way that the Chitzoniut, the externality of the two points, clothe the ten sefirot of the Katnut of the Vav, meaning the lower ten parts of that Vav. And the internality of the two points, which is revealed by the lowering of the lower Hay from the Enaim, then the simple external hay extends also in the same way, and becomes the internality of Gar of Vav, meaning the upper three parts of that Vav.
Meaning that's already Gadlut. Who doesn't understand too much can pray. It's better. Even better.
There are 13 internality and 13 in externality. However, the 13 of internality became the Bechina of externality to the Bechina of the two parts of the fulfillment Yud of the first Yud, the last to their externality and internality.
There's nothing to do about the language he's using. Even if you'll start drawing, if you'll start making tables of the connections between the connection between these parts, you will see how complex it is. Because it has to be according to the nature of the matter, according to the degree of the oviyut of the matter, the oviyut of the masachs. There are many aspects that have to identify with each other, time after time, to equalize, so that when one cloth is within the other, or on top of the other, or connected according to a certain manner of power, completion between the lines. Well, the connection is multifaceted. And this is why the language is difficult to understand. Until we don't come to feel what it's all about, every point of connection or clothing demands a lot of words to express which exact part of the upper that is now found in contact and conception of a certain part in the lower and the way of the connection, the certain manner of the connection between them.
The matter of Vav, which is 13 in Gematria, will be explained in its place. However, they are the Bechina of the 10 Sefirot only, of Zer Anpin. And it tells us here that in the 10 Sefirot of that Vav, she also has the Bechina of Chitzoniut, externality, as was explained above about the first Hay, because while he performs the Zivug in order to impart Mochin upon the lower Hay of Havaya, the inclusive Havaya, he does not give her from his internality,
on the Oviyut,
rather from his externality.
Shoresh the Oviyut. It makes a special Zivug, especially for that.
Same with the first Hay. However, the externality of the Vav is not considered to be externality to the two points of the Yud of the fulfillment of the external Hay of the first Hay, because these two points became the Bechina of Mochin of the construction of the Vav itself.
That still belongs to Oviyut Aleph,
which are the Bechina of the internality of the Vav. However, not at all the externality, because his externality
of the Vav
is not considered his own construction,
because it's of Yud the Shoresh.
Rather, only what he restricts by himself to be suited for the man of the low one. And therefore, the Nehi of Bina, which clothes the Mochin of Gar and Isvak, they have no correlation to the externality of the Vav.
What Zeranpin passes to Malchut, of Yud the Shoresh, there's no connection to Bina.
And this is the rule, the Bechina of the Nehi, that the upper one closes them, the Mochin, for the sake of the low one, it is not from the construction of his own Patsuf, rather from what he adapts himself for the purpose of the measurement of Galgalta and Naim of the low one, which rise and are included in his man. And therefore, they are called Achoraim, posterior, or Chitzoniut, externality. And therefore, the clothing of the Mochin of his own construction has no correlation with them, for they are always from the two special Bechinot of Masach.
What glycerin?
This adaptation of the upper one, that he adapts himself to the low one, this is after the shattering of the Kelim. This is when he develops, where he relates to them through the externality.
Without the breaking of the vessels, there couldn't have been this resemblance, because before the breaking of the vessels, the light was fulfilling everything. What existed before the breaking of the vessels? Or En Sof, the light of En Sof, or even the light that divided into Kachab Zon and Naran Chai in the five Partsufim of Ak, meaning the light would fulfill with its perfection the lower. The lower was not felt, just like an infant. He doesn't understand anything, he doesn't know anything, he might be dirty and everything, it doesn't matter. His mother covers him, his mother treats him. That's it, and that's why he's called perfect, complete, because he's receiving treatment from the upper, whereas the breakage detached the lower from the upper. The upper is no longer standing with an umbrella on top of the lower. Doesn't cover him. Doesn't cover all the crime. Love doesn't cover all crimes anymore. And then the entire nature of the lower is revealed. And then also, by the breakage, there were, how to put it, different, the upper fitted himself to the lower by different ways called Atzilut, and in the world of Bia with the souls, so that the souls will be able to start connecting between them. This is why I said that the greatest wisdom comes from the connection and not from the state itself. The way the upper prepares itself to perceive the lower, and the lower prepares itself to be perceived by the upper. These connections, these preparations for conception, then these small legs of, I don't know how to call it, these there is a connection, and the connection is that we're always looking for resemblance, and as a result, you start attaining the Creator. You start feeling Him, especially out of these forms that and that's how you feel the connection. And it all happens by the breakage. Before the breakage, the upper covers with his light all the deficiencies of the lower. The lower is not evident. It's within the upper. And it was never different. It was, you can say that there was Tzimtzum Aleph.
The second?
No, the second restriction doesn't do anything. Tzimtzum Aleph is what expels the light. Why, after Tzimtzum Aleph, there is no reality of the lower? There is no reality of the lower. Because the Malchut does everything by the light that reforms. By the upper light. The light was within it. It gave her validity. And this is why she made the Tzimtzum. The light of Chassadim descended to Nehida Galgalta and made the connection. So Tzimtzum Bet was created. There's no detachment between the upper, the creator, and the creature. There's still a connection. There's a connection in the world of En Sof on behalf of the lower. Then by a Masach. And only the breaking of the Masach in the world of Nikudim and in Adam HaRishon also brings about a state in which there is an incorporation between the lower and the upper, when the sparks fell into the lower and the limitations fell into the upper, and then they become very complex, that they stand one vis-a-vis the other, and they stand one opposite the other with these different tentacles, and between them we need to construct our desire to instill our desire so that they will connect. And out of this entire connection, when we don't learn the upper, we don't learn our nature, but out of our attempts to connect, we get to know the whole of creation, and we get to know it to the depth of it, because we get to know the upper force out of the preparation he's done. From your actions, we know you. From your actions is a lower degree. And then you attain, we will know you, which is a higher degree. Okay, let's continue.
Adam 73 above. But no, like there is in the Anpin, the internal and surrounding Mochi, that Vav of Sag also has the inclusive internality and Mekif, because the externality of these two parts became internal to the lower 10 parts of that Vav of the Bechina of internality. But the internality of these two parts, which also became internality within the three upper parts of that Vav, it turns out that there are two within three, and in general they became one hay, and that hay became the Bechina of Mekifim, surrounding Zmochin to that Vav.
Meaning, what does he try to say in short? He wants to say that the Anpin de Bina is deliberately divided this way, this special way. It is divided into parts in such a way in order to build the external Zanpin. The Anpin in Bina is already preparing itself to build the external Zerampin, because Bina does not need Zerampin, and that's how it prepares itself.
Adam Ayin Daled above. However, the externality of that Vav, which are 13 parts, will be explained later what happened to them.
Internality and externality means internality is of Yud Aleph, externality is of Yud Shosh. Internality is he. On himself, and chitzoniyut, externality, is what he gives to Vav Aleph.
Because in that Vav, there is internality and externality, which is the internality from Bina, and the internality herself, which became the externality to the internality of Bina. Adam Ein Hei, 75. Then, the last Hei of the inclusive Sag is Malchut of the Partsuf of the inclusive Sag. And she is also like the first hay, which are three hands, hay in gimat, in hay in the first three lines, kachab, hay in the three middle lines, chagat, hay in the three lower lines, nehi. And all these three hay are in the meaning of internality. And there is also another in the meaning of externality. And these are other three hands, which are divided in the same way. There's inner light.
Read the letter.
Adam Ein Vav, 76, above the words of the Ari. However, like Rachel takes the Achoraim, posterior of Zer Anpin, as her internality,
because it clothes upon its Nehi,
and it becomes Mochin in her, it is the same here, because the externality of the inclusive Vag, the Sag, which wasn't in his place, it descends and becomes internality to that last Hey, which is the Malchut of the inclusive Sag. Ein Zayin, 77. The thing is, we have explained that this Malchut of the inclusive Sag has three Heins in five internality and three hain in five externalities. And this hay of the three lower ones in the externality, which is the Bechina of the externality of Nehi, of that Malchut de Sag, descended into Zer Anpin of Atzilut to become his internal Mochin.
Meaning, how many times should the discernment put itself to death in order to diminish itself in order to fit the lower, because there is these three hays, Chabad, Chagat, Nehi, and the third discernment is clothing its externality on the internality of the lower.
Ayin Chet 78. The rising rule that the first hay of the name is the name one inclusive sag, which includes 10 external and internal sefirot, and it is called Vuna. And she has Gar, which is called Bina, and Vak, which is called Vuna. And Malchut in her is called Vuna. And the externality of the Nehi of that Malchut is also called Vuna.
So don't be confused. We have three Tvunot. And we actually have many Tvunot. Many Tvunas. It's no longer the name of the Sag, rather the perception, or the perception of the lower in the upper. It's called Tvuna.
Adam Aintet, 79. And therefore, there are one Bina and three Tvunot, and all these four are called Vuna of Sag of the first Hay. And there is an upper Bina, which is implied in Yud of Havaya. And she resembles all these Bechinot, only it is called Bina of Eke de Yudin. Therefore, there is an upper Bina and Vuna, and they are the meaning of Sam of Afar Semon, Persimon. And also in Vuna herself, there is Bina and Vuna, and there are also some the Afar Semon.
Look to how many discernments this Bina is divided, because it is only Bina treats the lower. It connects between Keter and Malchut, and this is why its mechanism is so complex.
Shall we continue above?
We continue above.
Item Pei, 80. Understand and see how all the externality of the upper one becomes panim to the internality of his lower one. Understand and see how all externality of the upper one becomes internality to his lower, and that internality of the lower one becomes externality, and then the first externality, which was first on the which was first the internality of the low one, it is impossible to stand there, and it descends and becomes internality of the internality of his low one, and similarly until the end of all the degrees, in a way that only two bechinot can be there, which are one internality and one externality,
meaning the bina that takes care of the lower, and at the same time it treats from its externality to the internality of the lower and all the manners of the lower. It spreads through the whole of the lower everywhere, and happens simultaneously. We remember what are Samech and Mem, right, Niv?
Yes.
What is Samech? The upper part, Galbina. And Mem is the lower part, because it's six Sfirot, Chabad Chagat, that's 60, Samech, and Tanhi is Mem, which is four Sfirot, 40.
Arim Pe Aleph, 81. You should also understand that the upper one always never closes the low one, rather its externality.
The externality of the upper.
And there below, he returns to become complete internality, because although in the value of the upper one it is called externality, when he descends below, there is an internal degree there.
That's clear, right? If it's the externality of the upper, it's the true internality of the lower. In the lower, there's also internality and externality. So what comes down from the upper is inner more than the internality of the lower. It enters even deeper.
Peibet 82. You should also understand how one patsuf alone, mochin, descends from one sphira to another. Only it is only from Keter to Chochma, and from Chochma to Bina, and from Bina to Tiferet, and from Tiferet to Malchut. And all that is in the Partsuf himself, and similarly from that Partsuf to another Partsuf.
There's a problem, not only regarding the quality, but also the quantity. How can there be a connection between the partsufs? Because in our world, I can pour oil from a glass to an oil in a plate. In spirituality, there's no such thing. If it is passing from the glass to the plate, it's no longer an oil. It's a different light. And it cannot pass. It cannot be poured. It cannot be poured from a cup to a plate. What kind of a connection there is between a cup and a plate so that it will be able to pass from here to there? That's I can't express it. There, meaning despite the fact that nothing changes, essentially, we're talking about interconnections, because everything is related to the connection between the upper and the lower, the creator and the creature. So how can that be? By what does this connection, is this connection created? What can be the connector? Because the kli always differs another kli, otherwise it will be one kli. The light always differs because it changes according to the vessels, otherwise there will be one light. It's not like in our world. And thus, it is unclear if they are so different always, what kind of a, not even a connection, but just a correlation can there be? Mutual influence, reciprocal influence, through which systems? Because bestowal necessitates a connection. But how can that be? How can the kli, in which form can the kli take so that there will be connection or there won't be a connection? Try to think about that. It really develops the right approach to the new world. Continue. Actually, we are concluding the lesson. In short, that's what this part has to give us. A certain sensation of the extent to which this communication, these forms of connection, these forms of commutation, how to put it, not only communication, interconnection between the parts, how much it is very specific in the spiritual world. You have no changes, rather, unless these are essential changes. The light is not the same light, the kli is not the same kli, different frequencies, they as if pass one through the other and they don't feel it, so that there will be a connection. What do we do to create a connection? You need to understand the problem itself, not the solution, rather the problem itself. How vivid it is in the spiritual world. Out of this, we might start to understand how do we rise from this world and enter the spiritual world, and especially, what do we take from this world to spirituality? Why does our perception up till Ein Sof has to start from this corporeal world, in which there is no connection, like in spirituality? Rather, there might be a connection between kinds of vessels, various kinds of vessels, without the equivalence of form. A connection between different kinds of fulfillment without any laws or besides time, motion, and space. How do we connect time, motion, our time, motion, and space with spiritual time, motion, and space and start entering into the connection between the partsufs, and where there is a huge difference? Well, we're yet to reach it, but it's good that we've at least heard about it a little.
And now let's sing a song together.
Yes, של השירים קבל